Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are speaking about why is being able to forgive others matter to your life. I'm going to tell you, this is a really big one because I've had several clients of mine who were unable to forgive certain people in their lives for things that they have done to them. But for your health and your well-being, it is so important to be able to forgive people. It is not the same as forgetting what was done to you, because when one forgets, one has the ability to be hurt once again. So this is not about forgetting what has happened. It's only about forgiving. So let me get into why this is so very important for you to forgive. If you think about it this way, you'll realize that for all those resentments that you're holding against the people who you feel hurt you, who is that eating up inside? I can tell you this, it's most likely not the person who hurt you. It's you yourself. And what does that do? Well, that anger can turn inside yourself, and that creates heart attacks. It creates ill health. Creates all kinds of problems that you really don't want to bring upon yourself. And it can also bring a person to a place of depression, because the holding anger is really more about blaming other people for the way that we're feeling. And it is, in fact, a form of being depressed. It's just instead of turning it inside yourself, you're turning outside yourself. You don't really want to have that happening to you, I don't believe. When we hold these angers and resentments, our blood pressure goes up, and the likelihood of being depressed over this hurt that you felt was done to you is a pretty good possibility that's where it's going to end up, you being depressed. How does that help you? It does not. And it really doesn't matter if the person deserves to be forgiven in your eyes. All that truly matters is that for you to move on in your life, feeling healthy, happy, and serene inside, forgiveness needs to happen. So let me give you some ideas on how you can go about doing this forgiveness. First of all, understand that the forgiveness is being done to help you move on. You're really not doing it for the other person. Second of all, it is a choice to forgive somebody. You don't have to, but if you don't, you're going to end up paying the price, not them. And lastly, understand that holding grudges and resentments, it just feels shitty. That's all I can say. Not only does it bring up your blood pressure and perhaps make you depressed, but just holding all the anger inside you, it's just a terrible feeling. I mean, think about it this way. Do you like being around angry people? Well, if you don't like being around angry people, then how can you stand being around yourself if you're angry and resentful because someone did something that hurt you? So the first thing you can do is you can try to reconcile the situation by having a conversation with the person and just telling them, honestly, from your heart, that you're not really aware if they know that what they did hurt you in some fashion or form, but the end result was that it did. And that what you'd really like to do is be able to move on with your life, and the way that you can do this, and with them as well, is to have them just recognize the fact and tell them what it is that you'd like them to do instead. More often than not, most people are able to hear what you're saying, feel badly that they hurt you, and do something to remedy the situation. But this is the thing. Forgiveness happens in its own time, so it's not like it may be an automatic forgiveness that's done. It might take some time, and the stronger the relationship is with the person that you felt wronged by, the longer it may take you to forgive them. Because those are the people you expect to be there for you and to love you unconditionally and do things that help and support you, not hurt you. But here again, one needs to remember that everyone is human, including yourself. So, every now and again, we do things that hurt other people. Sometimes we're aware of it, sometimes we're not. And in any case, these things can be handled in a satisfactory fashion if given the chance. I do suggest, though, if you have a conversation like that, to do it in a place that is objective, such as outdoors as you're walking around town, in a park someplace, or even at a restaurant. Things will go a lot better if both people involved feel comfortable in the surroundings. Now, there are those times when people who you've had this conversation with really can't figure out how to treat you with love and respect. And in this case, it is imperative that you remove yourself from these people. Sometimes it just means that you're going to take a time out from them. I just had a client whose sister did that with her. They had an argument about some boundaries that my client was setting with her sister. And her sister didn't like those boundaries, so, I don't know, they didn't talk for a few weeks, and now the sister's come around and they want to talk again. However, I am of the mind, based on the reportage of my client, that her sister will never really be fulfilled by the limited time my client has to spend with her. She's got a very intensive corporate job, and she has a lot of other interests and other friends that she wants to spend her time with. And it may come down to just spending very little time or no time with her sister if she cannot handle it. These situations do arise, especially if you're dealing with people who have personality disorders. There's like a hole in their soul that, regardless of how much time and attention you give them, they just want more and more and more. I did a podcast, oh my God, way in the beginning of time, about a friend who I used to have who would invite me over to her place to help her do one thing, and I ended up spending the entire day doing multiple things for her. And never once was she willing to do one thing to help me out. Yeah, she gave me a lot of clothes that she didn't want any longer, and yes, they were very beautiful clothes, a lot of them, for example. But specific things that she could have helped me with, given her artistic talents, not once was she willing or able to make the time to help me out. So that was a relationship that needed to be ended, and was. That's just to give you kind of an idea of how things sometimes have to go for your own sanity. If you're feeling anger and resentment, you can slow your breathing. I like to tell people to take a deep breath in, maybe a 3-count, hold it for 3 counts, and then exhale it for 3 counts. Do that a few times, and you will lower your blood pressure, your oxygenate your brain, and that will help to significantly relax you. Also, to release anger, and I used to do this when me and the ex used to get into big, huge fights, which happened more often, I'd like to admit, I'd go over to the health club, and I would just pound those weights, and boy, did that help. Swim a few laps, that also helped a lot. And then sit in the jacuzzi and just relax. Exercise is an amazing way to heal anger. It's a great way to let go of the extra energy you have stored inside you to bring yourself back to a more normal state of being. And most of all, and this is something that I think we sometimes forget, including myself. If we put ourselves into the shoes of the person who we are angry with, in more occasions than I can count, I was able to understand their position and the anger dissipated all on its own. Empathy is a really good skill set to have. And I'll tell you this. Until unless you're able to empathize with other people in their situations, giving them a chance to tell you what happened, so maybe you can figure out if it's just something that maybe you overreacted to, or maybe you took something personally, or maybe you're jealous and you didn't need to be, when it's all said and done, empathy can help you to relate better to pretty much anybody in your life. Therefore, forgoing this thing we call anger and resentment. I hope you found this to be helpful. And if you have, please email me at suzanne@dawningvisions.com. S-U-Z-A-N-N-E at D-A-W-N-I-N-G, V as in Victor, I S as in Sam, I-O-N-S.com. I also invite you to opt in of the dawningvisions.com website and get the free book that is there for you to teach you all about how to better advocate for yourself in medical situations, because in this day and age with HMOs, trust me, it's necessary. That book was actually written based on one case history, mainly with a bunch of other ones woven throughout the stories to help teach you how to better advocate for yourself, as well as to help you to understand that some situations might look like one thing, but it's really another thing. So you might get some insights to help you out if you're having some health issues that you can't mediate on your own. And by opting in, you'll get the notices as to when the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, comes out, as well as receiving the weblog so that you know when my weblogs go out. We do each of them weekly. Lastly, if you like the information that you're receiving from this podcast, by all means, go rate them. 5 stars would be great, but hey, do what you think is right. Thanks for spending your time with me. Until next time. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.